The Youth's Instructor, April 28, 1898. The Little Things, Number 3. The Youth's Instructor, April 28, 1898. The Little Things, Number 3. Elisha immediately left all to begin his ministry. His leave-taking was not with mourning and bitter regrets. They made a feast in his home in commemoration of the honor conferred upon one of the family. And what was the first work of Elisha? It was to take up the little things and do them with heartiness. He was the prophet's personal attendant. He is spoken of as pouring water on the hands of Elijah, his master. After Elisha had been some time in the service of the prophet, he was called to take his place in the first rank. No one in that time was to be greater than he. He had worked under Elijah as a learner, and the time came when the head manager was removed, and the one under him came to the front. And as Elijah was prepared to be translated, so Elisha was prepared to become his successor as a prophet. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Unknown to Elijah, the tidings that he was to be translated had been made known to the disciples in the schools of the prophets, and in particular to Elisha. He therefore kept close beside Elijah. Again Elijah said, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Elijah said to him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. Again were the words repeated, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. There was a school of the prophets at Gilgal, and also at Bethel, and at Jericho. Elijah wished to visit these important places before he was parted from them. His spirit was cheered as, by the direction of God, he was permitted to see the schools of the prophets and the work that was going on in these institutions, an education which was to keep the wonderful works of God continually before the students, and which magnified the law of God and make it honorable. The education was of that order which would preserve the souls of all who would be obedient to the law of God. While idolatry was prevailing to an alarming extent, Elijah could see the word of the Lord verified. I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal. At every place where Elisha tarried with Elijah, he was given opportunity to separate from him. Tarry here, I pray thee, said Elijah. Thus Elisha's faith was tried at every point. But by plowing in the field, Elisha had learned not to yield to discouragement. He had now set his hand to the plow in another work, and he would not fail nor be discouraged. Every time the invitation to turn back was given, he declared, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And they two went on. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they two went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Henceforth, Elisha stood in the place of Elijah. He was called to the position of highest honor, because he had been faithful over a few things. The question arose in his mind, "Am I qualified for such a position?" But he would not allow his mind to question. The greatest qualification for any man in a position of trust is to obey implicitly the word of the Lord. Elisha might exercise his reasoning ability on every other subject but the one that would admit of no reasoning. He was to obey the word of the Lord at all times and in all places. Elisha had put his hand to the plow, and he would not look back. He revealed his determination and firm reliance upon God. This lesson is for us to study carefully. We are in no case to swerve from our allegiance. No duties that God presents before us should cause us to work at cross purposes with Him. The Word of God is to be our counselor. It is only those who render perfect and thorough obedience to God that He will choose. Those who follow the Lord are to be firm and straightforward in obeying His directions. Any deviation to follow human devising or planning disqualifies them for being trustworthy, even if they have to walk as did Enoch, with God alone. His children must separate from those who do not obey Him, who show that they are not in vital connection with Him. The Lord God is a host, and all who are in His service will realize the meaning of His words to Zerubbabel, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." The word of finite man is fallible. Human laws that are supposed to take the place of the law of God are not to be respected. Henceforth, the nations are to be in a very uncertain state. Kings and rulers will be involved in greater perplexities than they have ever thought possible. And this because they are disobedient to the word of the Lord and work entirely contrary to His principles. The question now comes home to all who have their Bibles. Are we prepared to follow the word of God? If any man will come after me, says Christ, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You cannot depend upon priests, rulers, human lawmakers. For, as in Christ's day, they teach for doctrines the commandments of men. They know not the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Man-made theories are placed above a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." But the searching of the soul has come. Are we obedient to the law of God? Will every soul look up in faith and answer to God, as did Elisha, "As the Lord liveth, I will not leave thee"? Whatever may come, persecution, reproach, falsehood, or anything that shall arise, I will not leave the source of my strength.